Sure.
Good afternoon, listeners. I'm Melody Sinclair.
I'm Red Meccano, Senior Executive Vice Senior President of Shadaloo's Department of Treasury, and you're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. Hopefully your St. Patrick's Day hangover won't keep you from enjoying the lethal combination of hard-hitting fight music and the might and influence of Shadaloo and the Bison Dollar.
Yes, we hope you're feeling all right after a night of St. Patrick's Day celebrations, and if not, maybe grab yourself a glass of water and take a Tylenol now.
I, for one, am doing all right, although Liz and I went out earlier in the afternoon before any of that holiday rush. And neither of us are really drinkers. She had a Guinness, though. We celebrated in the sense that we went to an Irish pub, Possum's Green. You been there before, Mel?
The one on Jackson, right? Yeah, good place. I've been to a couple shows there. Every time, though, the Higher Kings were playing.
Higher Kings, yeah. They were going to play the night Liz and I went. Any good?
They're a cover band of the High Kings, but they put weed references in all of their songs.
Huh.
Yeah, not really my thing. I'm more into Lorraine McKinnick, Celtic Woman, Enya too.
Okay. Yeah, you're more into the pure mood side of Irish music.
Don't tell me you had those commercials in Shadaloo.
Not only did we have those commercials, but they even localized the name of it to Pure Shadow Moods.
And there it is. You didn't really have those commercials in Shadaloo, did you?
No, they did not ship to Shadaloo back then. But Pure Moods 2, we absolutely got those commercials.
Amazing, that's the one that had Massive Attack on it.
They were on there, yeah, but Possum's Green, solid corned beef and cabbage, $2.36 in bison dollars, by the way. Did you do anything for St. Patrick's?
Not really, no. I stayed home. Quiet evening.
Well, hey, that might make us the only radio hosts in a Possum City on the air right now without a pair of sunglasses on, hiding from the bright fluorescent glow of the office lights, struggling to maintain any kind of energy or enthusiasm.
We do still have a show to put on.
See, I don't know if that's a testament to our dedication, or if that's Melody speak for, no really, we have a show to do, get on with it.
Well?
Well, what do you say we get on with today's global exchange rates, eh? Ha ha! Kicking things off, the pound sterling from Great Britain, .199. USD, .158. The euro, .165. Japan's yen, .001. The Indian rupee, .002. Same for the Russian ruble, .002. The South African rand, .009. The Thai baht, .005. And the Jamaican dollar, .001.
When we return from break, we're answering your questions, requests, and dedications, so make sure you're lighting up our phone lines or reach out to us on social media at HMI Bison Dollars with the hashtag BisonDollarsQRD.
And we'll be checking in with Samson Escapades for results of an exhibition event that recently occurred in Shadaloo City.
The first request for the day is from Professor Tom on Blue Sky.
Who you can listen to on the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast, by the way.
The professor requests Stormy Saxophone 2 from King of Fighters 96.
That's a great choice. Here's Stormy Saxophone 2 from King of Fighters 96.
Thank you.
Welcome back, listeners, to How Much Advice and Dollars on FGC Radio. That was Stormy Saxophone 2 from King of Fighters 96, and thank you for all of the messages during the break. We're going to try to go over them all. Remember, you can call into the station or make your voice heard on social media at HMI Bison Dollars.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about social media lately. By that, I mean I had a dream about social media and the turbulent nature of changing tides. How Much in Bison Dollars isn't just the name of this radio show. It's a whole PR campaign, and that means maintaining a constant social media presence. It means keeping up with new platforms and knowing when to migrate away from old ones. It's easy to lose people.
It is.
A name on your feed becomes a part of your daily life. You might occasionally chat with that person. There's someone you like having in your life, and then one day the name just doesn't come up anymore. Sometimes they just stop posting, sometimes their accounts are just gone, and maybe you don't know them well enough to have a different way to get in touch with them. They're just gone. I don't know, I had a dream where I was just scrolling on my phone and someone like that popped up under a new ad. I woke up from that dream, and I know it's stupid, but the first thing I did was grab my phone and look up that new ad from the dream. And of course, it didn't lead anywhere. And the worst part is now, after doing this for so long, there are so many people I've forgotten from places I haven't logged into for an internet eternity.
Maybe I'll dust off my old GoGaia avatar after today's broadcast.
Yeah, you can reblog a new GIF set on Tumblr while you're at it.
Hey, Tumblr's making a comeback.
Is it now?
I think people like the ability to curate their own experiences without an algorithm. You can look at the posts made by people you follow in chronological order, which is something all major social media platforms got rid of.
And here I was hoping Tout might make a comeback.
I bet you missed G+, too.
The early 2010s sure were a time. Anyway, speaking of social media, our listeners have sent us plenty today.
Which is great. Remember, you can always send questions, requests, and dedications to us at HMIBisonDollars or use the hashtag BisonDollarsQRD to get our attention, except maybe on Gaia. On Blue Sky, though, Ender wants to know what the exchange rate of a Canadian dollar is.
The current exchange rate of the Canadian dollar into Bison Dollars is 0.112. That was a good warm-up. I feel like I can answer any question you've got for me now.
Anything, huh? Well, Nothing Nutritious on Blue Sky wants to ask, is the sword cane part of your EDC melody? Do you think you can answer that one, Rad?
You know, I think I'll leave that one to you. No one ever asked me about my EDC.
I'll throw a question in someday about that bright pink keychain on your keys, but yes, my sword cane is my everyday cane. It is genuinely for stability and support, but it's also because I'm a single woman going home from the station on public transportation after dark. Someday I might upgrade to a gun cane, but those are so expensive, you know?
Gun cane? In this economy? Don't bet on it.
And we'll finish off this block with a caller.
Comrade, you're on FGC Radio. What's your name? Where you from?
I'm Kai, and I'm from right here in Opossum City.
And what can we play for you, Kai?
Can you play Moonlit Melee, please?
Skullgirls, awesome. We certainly can, Kai. You're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio, and this is Moonlit Melee from Skullgirls. back, comrades. You're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio, and we're answering your questions, requests, and dedications. Melody, how do the listeners send those in to us?
They can send them to us on social media at HMIBisonDollars and use the hashtag BisonDollarsQRD.
And do you happen to have, like, an example of one or something?
I just might. From Famunas on Blue Sky, in Shadowly, what are the most popular sports, and do they have movie cinemas?
So, those two questions actually relate to one another exceptionally well. Martial arts, of course, is the largest sport in Shadowly. We are a fighting kind of country. I think that's a given, but after that, football.
You know, you really should get in on next year's Station Fantasy Football League, Red.
I wouldn't want to go head-to-head with you, Melody. The guys in sales told me about your run last season.
Second place isn't bad for someone who usually doesn't follow sports.
Indeed. But, not that football. Yous call it soccer in America. We play soccer, that football. Very close second in terms of popularity in Shadowloo. There are 14 clubs in our national league. We compete in the AFF against other countries in Southeast Asia. Now, where this ties into the second part of the question.
Yeah, what's the movie theater scene like looking in Shadowloo these days?
Yes, but not really. Local live entertainment is the bread and butter of our entertainment industry. Sports, music, theater, etc. There are very few major motion picture theaters in Shadowloo, and you'll only find them in Shadowloo City and Bisonopolis. Smaller cities might have smaller theaters that play cult classics or niche productions. By the time the movie industry found Shadowloo to be a potentially viable market, movie theaters were starting their downward trajectory, so they never really had a chance to become a staple in our country the way they did in others.
Another victim of streaming services, huh?
Streaming, comrade.
And from Spider, the Matrix, Pluto on Blue Sky, is radio your only job?
I mean, I mention my job at the top and bottom of every broadcast. That's not like my radio host gimmick or whatever. I really am Senior Executive Vice Senior President of Shadowloo's Department of Treasury. When I'm not on the air, I'm back to doing boring Treasury things like fundraising, budget proposals, and forecasts. But I've heard you, Melody, have some side gigs going on every once in a while, eh?
Well, over the Christmas season, I worked in a Cheer Corp call center, doing holiday spirit surveys. And over the summer, I had some medical bills to cover, so I sold feet pics online. No, there won't be any posted on the station's website. Don't even ask.
I, for one, hope it's just a coincidence that our phone line started lighting up after that one.
Caller, please be normal. Please be normal. Please be normal. You're on FGC Radio. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm, Dougie J, Shadowloo City.
Dougie J, it ain't a week until I hear your voice. What are we listening to today?
Brave Sword, Braver Soul.
Nothing more normal than that. As always, we appreciate your questions, requests, and dedications. We'll be back with more How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. But for now, here's Brave Sword, Braver Soul from Soul Calibur 2.
What does he keep getting through? We'll be right back. Greetings, comrades, and welcome back to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. That was Brave Sword, Braver Soul from Soul Calibur 2.
Standing by, Samson Escapades was present for an exhibition event over the weekend, featuring several big names engaged in some hard-hitting action. Samson?
Thank you, Melody! Third Block Arcades Weekly played host to a special 1-to-10 exhibition card featuring several top Shadaloo City Destiny is Destiny players. Opening the show was Dougie Boy J versus DX Kramer, ending 10-4 Dougie Boy J. The contest was an even exchange until about the halfway point when Dougie gained a solid read on DX Kramer's Fei Long and ran a 6-match streak to the bout's conclusion. AdSpace versus Woliang NW Woe resulted in the same manner, 10-4 favoring AdSpace. Mirror match of Flyin' Jenny players, AdSpace just had the better Jenny. Family Bunny fought Zeniro FGC 10-5. They traded games in the early going until Bunny decisively pulled ahead to claim the match. The main event, a rematch from Domain 2025's Grand Finals. 8-0 FGC's Dr. Sexy versus Max Adam's Flyin' Jenny. The last time these two competitors fought, Max Adam defeated 8-0 3-2. Adam initially pulled far ahead with a 6-match streak against 8-0. 8-0 managed to put up some resistance in the mid-game with 2 wins, but Adam appeared to stifle the comeback with 2 more wins, bringing the score to 8-2. 4 wins to 8-0, 8-6, but it seemed a little too late as Max Adam scored another victory, bringing him to match point, 9-6. Incredibly, 8-0 pulled off a second 4-match streak to win, 10-9. The atmosphere inside Third Block was electric for this last stretch of matches. You'd think it was another major tournament grand finals. Both competitors intend to register for Iteration 2025 in early April. As the top-seeded players, there's already talk of a third match between 8-0 FGC and Max Adam, this time in the grand finals of Iteration. I'm Samson Escapades, Shadaloo City Shadaloo. Back to you, Melody in Red.
Thanks, Samson. We've got a little more How Much in Bison Dollars left, but for now, here's Find Your Own Way from Guilty Gear Strive.
Turn, so freak out, yes, nobody is wrong, you and
Find Your Own Way from Guilty Gear. You're listening to How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio. You've joined us just in time to say goodbye.
But don't worry. Coming up next, we're going to replay this very broadcast again.
No, we're not
backwards.
Doing that. Rhett, there are more great tracks and incredible programming coming your way. For How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio, I'm Melody Sinclair.
And I'm Red McCano, Senior Executive Vice Senior President of Shadaloo's Department of Treasury. Gloria Ad Pax by Sonica. Enjoy your day. Ha ha. How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio is a How Much in Bison Dollars production brought to you by FGC Radio. You can follow FGC Radio on Blue Sky at FGC Radio. How Much in Bison Dollars on FGC Radio features music by Terrible Brosif. You can follow Brosif on both Twitter and TikTok at Terrible Brosif. The role of Red McCano was played by me, How Much in Bison Dollars. You can find me on most social media sites at HMI Bison Dollars, or use the combat code 81835 on the Ultimate Combat Code screen after a game over. Melody Sinclair was portrayed by Solstice Hannah. Solstice can be found on most relevant and some irrelevant social media sites at Darker Solstice. Kai was portrayed by Kai. Please follow their YouTube channel at Tenkai the Mixion. Dougie J was portrayed by Faust. Faust can be found on Instagram and Twitter at Sad Boy Faust. Samson Escapades was portrayed by Professor Tom of the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast. You can follow the professor on Blue Sky at Shujin Academy and on Instagram at Shujin Academy VGM Club. You can listen to the Shujin Academy VGM Club podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. Special thanks to FGC Radio for broadcasting this show, and thank you, comrades, for listening to it. How Much in Bison Dollars airs the first and third Tuesday of every month. Reruns of broadcasts can now be found on platforms like YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and wherever else you might enjoy listening to podcasts. Thank you, and take care.